This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei and you are?
I'm Rob.
Yes, of course you are. And what is the capital of Greenland?
Strange question. Why are you asking?
Well, somebody has sold me this pair of clever clocks and I'm trying them out. But they don't seem to be working. I don't feel any cleverer.
Well, they're nice shoes, Feifei, but I'm afraid wearing them won't improve your intelligence. In fact, buying them has made you look stupid, not clever.
Oh, thanks.
Clocks are interesting, though. They're made of wood and were first made in Holland. They were used for farming, but are also used for dancing.
Yes, and, Rob, I know you're trying to show how clever you are, but it's actually quite annoying.
Well, I'm just demonstrating what a clever clogs is. It's someone who's annoying because they think they know more than everyone else.
That sounds like you. Let's hear some clever examples.
If you're such a clever clogs, why don't you work out our accounts?
My brother's such a clever clogs. He always comes first in the pub quiz.
We got lost in the city because Neil, being such a clever clogs, insisted he knew the right way to go. He didn't.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the expression clever clogs, which is used to describe someone who is annoying because they think they know more than everyone else, or they always think they're right.
Yes, and of course I'm right in saying you were stupid to buy a pair of clever clogs to make you more intelligent. You can't buy intelligence.
Actually, they're very comfortable and ideal for wearing around the office. But come on, Mr. Clever Clogs, if you're so smart, what is the capital of Greenland?
Well, it's Anchorage, of course.
Wrong. The capital of Greenland is Nuuk. Who's clever now?
Oh, smart Alec.
Smart Feifei, actually. Bye.
Goodbye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.